This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, we're talking to people about tech in the new year. Today, it's Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor at the website Ars Technica. Cyrus has been looking at some big tech issues in 2014 through the lens of some high-profile legal battles. Cyrus, how are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So, an interesting week for at least one legal challenge that is from the past. Tell me about it.
This is the case of an American student named Pascal Abidor. This case takes us way back to 2010 when he was on an Amtrak train from Montreal to New York City.
And he got detained, right?
He was detained. His laptops were seized. They were copied. His phones were seized and copied. And this week, we learned that his lawsuit was dismissed by a federal judge in Brooklyn. The argument that the judge made, and that I think the government would make as well, is that the border is a sort of special area where normal rights don't apply.
What do you think is going to be big in terms of technology and legal challenges this next year?
Yeah, so there's two big cases to keep an eye on. One is a case that really got going over the last several months. This is a website called The Silk Road. And a gentleman by the name of Ross Ulbricht is now going to be facing trial for essentially being the kingpin behind The Silk Road.
Now, another high-profile one is has to do with our favorite strange Kiwi, Kim.com.
That's right. Kim.com, of course, is the founder of a website called Mega Upload. And for the last 2 years, the U.S. government has been trying to get New Zealand to extradite him to face criminal charges of intellectual property violations in the United States. The problem is that New Zealand authorities unlawfully conducted surveillance and searches on Mr.com. The extradition hearing is set for July 2014. So hopefully by this coming summer, we'll know if Kim.com does have to come to the U.S. to face his criminal charges.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, thank you very much, man.
My pleasure as always.
You can hear more about tech in 2014 and give us your own predictions. Just head to our website, marketplacetech.org.